we believe in working with each student one-on-one to help them get to their goals in life. And sometimes they're not what we think our goals in life are, but God's goals for them. And so we're there to work with them.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing program to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Dr. Doris Warren, Dean, College of Science and Mathematics, Professor of Chemistry, and she has been at Houston Baptist University since 1967.
That's right.
What a perspective you have.
That's, you know, I felt like I've grown up with the university. Came as a very, very young professor with a new master's degree, and I've been here ever since.
So if I would have come down Fondren in 1967 and pulled in, what would I have seen?
Well, as you came down Fondren, you would have seen the Southwest Freeway dead-ended out here.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And you would have seen a house out there, which by the time I came from the original time, the security guard lived in that little house. It was a little bit on this side of where the bank is today, and it didn't have that beautiful entrance with the flowers and everything. You just sort of drove in, and the brown building was where all the academic action was, essentially, except for Atwood One and the gym and the men and the women's dorms. That was the university. The science and math labs were above the president's office and the provost up and down that part. And actually, even the library wasn't built then, and it was on that first floor on where admissions and registrar's office is then.
And then
today.
And how did you come? Were you a Houstonian?
No, I'm originally from Arkansas, and I went to Baylor as an undergraduate, got my degree in chemistry there, and I got my master's degree. And then I had thought about working at Baylor College of Medicine because of my degree. I'd worked on electron microscopy, but I knew there was a new university being a dyed in the wool from the cradle roll Baptist. And so I wrote here, and Dr. Joyce Fan, who is one of our founding professors, wrote me back, and my area of expertise, the man that taught that in that kind of area had just left, and she was having surgery, so she needed someone to cover some of her classes. So that started it all.
Wow, that is just amazing. Dr. Warren, the university senior faculty member.
That's right.
Since 1967, professional analytical chemist.
Mm-hmm.
Selected as the Minnie Stevens Piper Professor in 1991. The Minnie Stevens Piper Foundation brings recognition to outstanding achievement in the teaching profession in colleges and universities throughout Texas. I mean, this just goes on and on and on of the honors and positions you've held and active in the American Chemical Society. I mean, it's just tremendous.
But this is Houston, entrepreneurial science center. NASA was big guns going, great guns then, and research there. Rice, University of Houston, the medical center was beginning and growing like it is today. So here was this small university kind of beginning, but we were entrepreneurial too. It was not like you went to teach somewhere, and they'd been doing this for 100 years, and what do you mean, you know, we're going to stay that. I always loved the fact that my first grant proposal that I wanted to write to National Science Foundation for an instrument. I was desperate to have these to use with my students. We went across over on Hillcroft to one of the companies, and they'd let us come. They were really good to us. But anyway, I went to Dr. Womack, who was the first VP, and I found I needed $3,000. I could get $1,500 from the grant, but the school had to supply half of it. And I always remember I went to Dr. Womack and I said, well, here it is, and I'm, you know, I've written it, you know, but I need matching funds, and our department, college, doesn't have that. He said, Doris, anytime you can get me something half price, I'll find you the other half price. I mean, you know, he really wanted me to see I was out there hustling to bring back funds to support the program and all, and he valued that.
Yeah.
So.
You've seen so many things here. I mean, I'm sure you could talk for hours about
I could, yes.
It seems to me, and Doris, I'm just a beginner compared to you, but in my exposure to HBU, it seems that I have felt strongly that the hand of God
is
on Houston Baptist.
Well, you know.
And I say that very solemnly.
Being a Baptist, you know, at Christmas, we saved our pennies as children for the Lottie Moon offering for the missionaries in China. Mm-hmm. So I grew up thinking that, okay, I'm going to be a missionary to China. Well, going to Baylor, and I was interested and happy in science, and I was able to be a good writer and a good education and communicator. And it's just like God opened the doors and brought me here, you know, looking back. And, you know, in a few years, the Shah of Iran was kicked out, and we had some Iranian students. And then the biggie was when Vietnam fell.
Yeah.
And there was a large population of Vietnamese in the Houston area. And they really believed in private education, high ethics, some area that would look after their students, but with high moral standards as well as an excellent program. So that started our Vietnamese students coming to us. Then in the medical center and the petroleum industry, we had a lot of people from India and Pakistan come to Houston, engineers, medical doctors, PhDs, and they believed in private education, high moral standards for their children.
Yes, yes.
And they sent them to us. So looking back, I said, gee, you know, here's my mission field. I didn't know that God sent me here. I thought it was going to be in China.
He sent the mission field to you.
But he can send people anywhere.
Yes, he can.
To establish or be his missionaries.
Yes. Now, you came to faith in Christ as a child?
Yes, when I was 9 years old.
And what town in Arkansas?
North Little Rock, Arkansas, First Baptist Church there.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents were there, and you know, I was in cradle roll from the beginning. And so I guess, you know, I hear colleagues coming and people I hire, and they say, you know, wonderful Christian atmosphere and all. And I just feel so lucky because my whole life I've been in the church at Baylor, here.
Yeah.
I did my doctorate at the U of H, but I only took a year leave of absence, but I did research in the summer and went over there a couple of evenings a week for some classes and things like that. It took me longer, but I didn't want to give up something I loved.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a passion, I think. You know, some places I tell my students, sometimes you have a job or a joy.
Yeah. Well, of course, and passion is the distinguishing word.
Right, and I said, you know, you don't always get up every morning with joy.
Right, of course not.
To go and do. But that's what you need for your, it's not punching a time clock. It's, I have so many, I don't have any children, but I have so many students now. It's just so wonderful when they come and visit. I had two doctors come back last week and they visited us. And, you know, it's just wonderful to see, knowing them when they were young and seeing them today and how wonderful they are.
And I'm sure we're celebrating 20,000 alumni mm-hmm. here in just a couple of months. And I'm sure that that alumni is all over the world now.
It is. It is. One of my, our first chemistry research students went on to get a one for me and kind of the current faculty with our Welch Foundation grant that I didn't have to take students to the medical center or NASA, you know, that we could do the research here. She's in New Zealand. She got her doctorate at Duke and then married and with her husband and family are in New Zealand. But her dad still and mother still live right across Beachnet from here. So they come home about every 2 years and Dr. Woods and I go out to lunch with her and we email back and forth. That's what's so wonderful,
yes.
Communication
yeah,
today
right.
With emails and all.
Snail mail's over, and now it's just hit the button.
It's easy. It's easier.
Well, the College of Science and Mathematics, you're the dean of it. I mean, that covers a lot of people and a lot of
it does
highly technical and yet very rewarding academic offerings.
It is. As our students, as in most science areas today in the U.S., are interested in careers in the health professions. Of course, the physician being a doctor is a kind of the top of the heap, but ophthalmology, pharmacy, physical therapy, physician's assistant, you know, so there are a number of different programs, and these actually now are PhD programs. So all of them are very difficult, very competitive.
Yes.
To get into. And so we believe in working with each student one-on-one to help them, you know, get to their goals in life. And sometimes they're not what we think our goals in life are, but God's goals
right.
For them. And so we're there to work with them.
And in these areas that, you know, the word science, I've interviewed several scientists and atheists, you know, in the last couple of years. It's beautiful that the confessional statement of HBU blends into these topics, that Jesus is Lord.
That's right. To me, I've never had a conflict in my mind. I don't understand. All you have to see is a flower
exactly.
or an animal or whatever and believe in God, a baby and the perfect forming of that. So I don't have a conflict in my heart. I think the difference is, I always say, that I don't apply those things I do as a scientist, the scientific method and experimental and gathering data and numbers, and I'm a number person in my our research and all. To me, my love of Christ and God are in my heart.
Right.
My soul, I don't define that, it's just my being.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm doing research, then I apply the scientific method and all. And to me, it's never been a conflict. But then I've always had godly professors who were Christian. You know, so it's always fit together for me. And that's what we try to give to our students, to pray with them when they're having an upset, you know,
yes.
or family problems, or not doing well. And when my mother passed away a few years ago, I had a number of students coming to me. Oh, I'm so sorry, you know, and I could say, but she was a godly woman. She's a Christian. And I feel sorry for me because I can't hug her and have her here with me, but I know she's much happier with my dad and with God and her sisters. And
yes.
So it's, you can just say and talk about that. And so to me, I don't have that experience thinking in a state school where you can't say that.
Well, and I know that there are so many parents that want their children and grandparents who want their grandchildren
Absolutely.
At Houston Baptist University precisely for that very reason, that here we have this long-tenured professor, dean, Dr. Doris Warren, who is a solid believer in Jesus Christ and yet leading, you know, the College of Science and Mathematics.
But all of my faculty, you know, all of my friends at HBU, the faculty that I know, that's another thing I really like about HBU, because we're not in silos. It's not just us over there
right.
in that yeah. back 40.
Us four no more.
Yeah, right, because we're on committees with people of all different disciplines. We're friends with them. We know them well. We learn from each other. So I think that's another advantage that we've had at HBU.
You know, I was recently at Cambridge University, and I was filming with Dr. Sir Colin Humphrey, who is the director of research at Cambridge. Mm-hmm. And he's a scientist, but an outstanding believer in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Came to Christ in an evangelistic crusade a teenager. Mm-hmm. And he was so refreshing because, as you know, new atheism is on the rise. I'm getting ready to go film with Richard Dawkins here in a few days. And it also reminds me that Netflix has just come out with a movie called The Most Hated Woman in America. And it was a movie on Madeleine Murray O'Hara.
Yeah.
And so I watched it the other night on Netflix. But we had filmed not long ago with Bill Murray, who Madeleine used as her 14-year-old son to eject mm-hmm. Bible reading and prayer out of U.S. public schools. 8-1 Supreme Court ruling back in that very sad decision. And it was interesting. That day we filmed at the Lincoln Memorial at the Reason Rally with thousands mm-hmm. of atheists. But that night we went to film with Bill Murray in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
And Bill is a Christian.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Oh, yeah. He became a Christian.
And I've known him mm-hmm. since 1984. But I'll never forget that night. I brought up all the atheists and, you know how Lawrence mm-hmm. Cross and several of them think they're so smart as scientists and that, like, forgetting that there are, CT says, 2 million scientists in America that are Christians, last mm-hmm. I read. And he said to me, Jerry, you have to understand, at the end of the day, atheism is a sin problem. Boy, I want to tell you, did he hit the hammer mm-hmm. on the top of the nail head? And I had never really kind of thought about it that frankly. But it's true that when we divorce theism, we divorce the truth of God, we have to create our own system that allows anything to go and us to be anything. So I know that you're mentoring not only your faculty, but you've mentored all your students. And yet you, like me, are a reflection of great parents.
Great parents, great teachers, too.
Yes.
That were Christians.
And then the influence of the church.
Influence, yeah. Brother Moran said, reach for the stars. You may not reach them, but you might get to the moon, and you wouldn't if you
right.
stayed on Earth. I still remember a lot of things like that and quote it to
sure.
others.
And,
you know?
And I remember driving down the highway in Turkey, you know, we went across the whole country, and there was the cradle of Christianity, 5 million Christians mm-hmm. in the early centuries. And at every stop, there's a minaret of an Islamic mosque. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought, you know, what a difference, you know? Christ does make the difference. Doris, just in our closing moments, I want you just to invite students and parents and grandparents why they should consider Houston Baptist University for their children or grandchildren or even prospective students that are looking at either undergraduate or the graduate schools here at HBU?
Well, we have chosen in the College of Science and Math to prepare high quality undergraduate students. There's so many schools that have graduate studies in science, and it's so expensive. And the undergraduates kind of get lost in the shuffle. I can't imagine having classes of 300 or 400 students where you don't know their faces and all. And so we have smaller classes, 30, 40, maybe maximum 50 at a freshman level. But you have it, we have faculty with open doors. Students stop by and see us all the time. They stay around our areas because we do labs. So not only do we have lectures, but hands-on activities. We have a high quality education. I would put it up against anyone, any school. I tell them, if you make an A in organic chemistry or cell and mold here, you'd make an A at UT or A&M or whatever. My faculty have doctorates from the health science centers, the medical center area of the PhD programs there, A&M, Yale, UCLA, all over the country. But we are connected by believing Christians who care for our students. We're there for them. We're honest with them. We, you know, fuss at them to work because you have to work. And it's really hard today. The difference between secondary school and college.
Sure.
The jump maybe was this way and now it's almost this high because they're used to doing well without studying like they have
sure.
to now. But I would say, you know, we've had them send lots of their kids to us and we help them on the next stage of their growth. You've worked with them till they're 18 or so. And we now bring them up to 21, 22 young professionals that are ready to go into, most of them go to professional school or graduate school, that next arena. But they have their integrity, their honor, their belief in Christ, you know, so we support what you've given them and they go on. And so I believe, you know, if you give a child when he grows up, you know, he doesn't depart from it. So that's what we like to do.
Well, Dr. Doris Warren, you're a gift to Houston Baptist University, and we give thanks today for your faithfulness and years of leadership. And we remind all prospective students, parents, and grandparents, Houston Baptist University has academic excellence without sacrificing the confessional statement that all the faculty, that all the curriculum adheres to, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that makes HBU unique. Check us out. I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Me too.
At HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.